Guten Abend, good evening. Chassidei Yedidim, Chaverim, Achim Ledea got together for such an important evening of discussing Yesedis of Akeres Habayis, Yesedis of Ayidus Shashtuk. It's beautiful to see so many people gathered and the care that we give for the subject. Poischim Bibracha and Poischim Bikreit Achsanya of Yagdil Teder had put together this event tonight and so many other events of Chizik, Limud HaTeder and Chizik Teder, of disseminating articles, tapes, and making Havrusas, weekly Shiurim, and so on and so forth, which takes a lot of coordinated effort and a lot of Yingalite quietly from the Kedel as well, participating in it and helping out and giving all the courage it needs in today's date. The Chazak to Yedeichem, the Rebbe to Zerhofen, the Tom, all the Kechas to do more and more, and we should all be Kalim to be Makabal, all the Chizik that is needed. Probably a whole bunch of people over here heard my stories, my Sipurim, sometimes my critics, my style, nothing new. They tell us stories, I get Amalayit. A mikveyit, who had very shvach panasa of running the mikveh in a certain city, and a friend of his told him, I have a gvaldige eitzah for you. And the eitzah is, he says, you have a big cellar, it's empty, it's not used, and it would be a gvaldige thing if you buy a machine called that carbonates water, in other words, to make soda, and put it up in your cellar, and you'll sell soda all day, you have nothing what to do anyway. And so he did. He borrowed a few $1,000 and got a carbonator machine, a soda machine, and he made quite a few boxes of cases of soda, put it into his push wagon, and he went out there in the middle of Thomas on the hot streets where people would want to have a cup of soda. And he was pushing his push wagon, and the sun baked the soda from carbonated water, became baking soda. And everybody took one sip of it and, excuse me, spit it out and said, "Ach, hot water you're selling us." And he started crying, and he says, in the morning they come to mikveh, they scream, "It's cold." I give them soda, they scream, "It's hot." Sometimes, it's the same water, he said. You're screaming in the morning, the mikveh is cold and the mikveh is hot. Right, by the way, it's a very good point. If you don't understand, just say it outright. And yes. Okay. I'll just tell you a little story. I was once in the Holiday Inn where we had our Shoshana Minyan, and a person walked over to me and he said, "Rabbi, I'd like you should give a Yiddish class all year long." It was a man I never saw before. I don't know sure if I'll ever see him again. And it was before Kiyas Shafer, my head was not in place exactly. I told him it might be a very good idea to teach a Yiddish class, but he says, for now, he says, listen to my English sermon, you learn a lot of Yiddish. So, without further ado, let's get to the issue at hand. We got together for Tzav HaShoah, for something that is mighty important. We know in many, many letters, especially in many years, that the Rebbe made it Tzav HaShoah of the urgent moment before Yimei HaKayit, what goes on in the countries and other places, and the Rebbe made it a very important focal point of being the leader of the old inyanim of tzniyas by women and tzniyas by men and so on and so forth. And therefore we two got together here for this Tzav HaShoah. It is not exactly a farbrengen, there's no mashke on the table, no lechayim, and there's no tzatzik and farbeisen. So in other words, lav dafke, that every word is an uplifting word, and mechazik, sometimes we have to call the issue at hand, the attention to certain things, which sometimes is painful as well. And it's idea of getting together and discussing the issues in many different angles, from many different ways. And l'Rebbe Shlozer Helfen, that Chavetz Hashem b'yedeinu Yisliach. I had a chaver of mine who told me a story. His five-year-old, this Pesach, first morning after, about this middle of the Suda, Ash and talk place of the free in the morning. He said, Tati, I'm really hungry. I desperately need a geschmack of stickle challah. And the Tati gets a geschmack. Gewalt! Pesach! Chomet! He says, Tati, I promise you I'll be so careful. I won't allow one crumb to fall on the floor. So many times, we could talk about issues. We could make fabrengens. And we could circumvent and go around and around and around. And then the kuda sachmo vetting answers, I guess. It's all about the crumbs, and it's about the dust, and it's about a lot of things. When we forget, it's about chomet v'pesach. And so too the many in Yonan that we could sit together and really talk about them. And it's sometimes very difficult to get ourselves together, and b'peyo mamish make a difference, kipshutei, to change the reality the way it is. I think that to begin the subject, I think we have to think of where, why the things get to where they got. And it's not necessarily that's just the subject of Tznius. It's a subject of all in Yon of Yiddish Shemayim, in many, many subjects that sometimes we find ourselves lacking. Bechlal, the Derein Zeh is lacking all over. And we certainly struggle with it even more. And I think we should spend a few moments as a hakdama and then get back to the issue at hand. There's an old miner, the Fi Chassidim, called Yenikis HaChitzein. In my modern Chassidus in Kabbalah, Yenikis HaChitzein is something that begins with a gewaldige, gewaldige inyan, but when the Chitzeinim take it over, they use the same words, and they use the same cliches, and it means absolutely no connection to the general idea. I told a story once that the Rav of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, was approached by an Arab movement, and they came over to him and they said, "You're the Rav of Yerushalayim, and you hate Zionists with a passion." And he says, "We too hate Zionists for the past. And therefore, I think you have no money and we have no money. If we would get together, we'd make a pact together, it would be so gewaldig. We'd be able to eradicate them." Rabbi Yosef Chaim wasn't like the Kanaim of today. Rabbi Yosef Chaim looked at them and he told them, "Listen," he says, "you hate Zionists because they're too Yiddish for you and you can't stand that." He says, "I dislike Zionists." He says, "I hate them because they're nishginuk Yiddish for me." He says, "We don't see eye to eye. It's not the same." There's so many things that we have old borrowed terms that we use daily. Whether it's machal litzonis from Fashidim and Yonim, whether it's from Esmagdim, whether it's from Piulis and certain things, which started out with because in certain Yonim and Anogas and Esmagdim is nishginuk Yiddish. Says Chitzenius, says Grab, says the Yonim from Blitas and Gaiva, and Chassidim and Gestanans, Chassidim were standing way, way above and higher than that, and it smelled, and they couldn't take it, they couldn't tolerate it. And when a great, great grandson repeats those words, and he has an actual distaste for a Geshmak Davening, not because it's the touching with the hands or it's the knee, the Chlau Geshmak Davening is not his forte. And he uses his Zayda's words to make Ritzonus of a Pelish Adavani or something. That is exactly that story. It has nothing in common whatsoever with that. I remember sitting at a Fabrengen, in a very Geschmack of Fabrengen. It was the early times when I came to Lubavitch, and I really enjoyed it very much. And talking about the Ahavas Yisrael, there is no place in the world that you could have to promote the Ahavas Yisrael the way it comes out from this place. Ahavas Yisrael is what we're born with, we were raised with. This is the motto of every chassid, especially what the Alter Rebbe added to Ahavas Yisrael and Perik Lamed Beis and so on and so forth. So I remember sitting once and we were discussing about the idea of Lashon Hara, and one of the Fabrengas, one of the chassidim, were talking about, what's the idea of Lashon Hara? The whole world is busy with Lashon Hara. Was heißt das? What does that mean? That talking on a friend you can't, but thinking you could? And despising and deep in your heart it's okay, it's just that you can't utter it, so because you learned the sif and the Shulchan Aruch now, so you shut your lips. And I was very much touched by it, because I actually realized what the Havas Yisrael is by sitting. I want to share with you a story. I've said it many times. When I came to Rabbi Yehuda Kahn, at my first points of becoming a chassid with two cases of kashas, and we sat for hours and hours, and he was explaining what says the Rebbe's derech of reaching out to each and every yid. Each and every yid is his ben yochid, and what wouldn't a mother and a father do to save their own child, even if they went astray, who knows how far? Which father wouldn't call up the Chabad house, please save my child? And to the Rebbe, each and every child, and I heard it, and it was beautiful. And seichel is seichel, but sometimes it doesn't sink in. Is that what all Chabad houses is all about? Or is it all about to live outside in a beautiful countryside and have some fun and perhaps do things that you can't do here? I was naive in those days. I thought that the things out there in Shlichus you can do that you can't do in Crown Heights. So, whatever it was. So, I remember then, after that I was sitting by a Fabrengen, which was a personal Fabrengen, just even with Steinlich, you had to be that type of Olabavitcher, in the Sukkah, with the Rebbeke Chenol of Hashalom. And we were sitting at that Fabrengen, and he was telling his life story. I'm not going to go into all the details of how a mikveh was closed, and the person was shot and taken to Siberia, and then another one was opened, and the other one was opened. And then he finally came to his final story, how he was taken into custody, and he was interrogated by NKVD, Rahman al-Aslan, by Yiddish communist. And all the tzaddis begun, and he told the story, and while he's telling the story, there were no cameras, and it was not on the internet, and nobody was there, and he sat quietly under his breath. He said, Hashem atev yechapeh, farfayit. Talking about a person who was an Eichel Yisrael, let it say, I don't have the words for what these communists did to Klal Yisrael in Russia. They were the backbone of the communist party to undo Yiddishkeit. They wouldn't have never done it without the help of Maharsayev and Machrivayev. And here a person was personally taken away from his family for years and years, put into labor camps into Siberia and so on. And the person, just as a matter of fact, as a pashtus, under his breath, Hashem atev yechapeh. I was floored. That's when it started to sink in all of Biel's drashas. Das heißt der Havas Yisrael. And yes, I appreciated those Fabrengas. So we're busy with the halacha, the detail of Lashon Hara. Where is Lashon Hara come into the picture? In its emes. But imagine when we're holding a few generations later and we're talking quite a bit Lashon Hara. And we're using the same cliche. Please, what are you busy with? Tachin Kitanin, you're going to discuss the detail that is of a Lashon Hara, and this is such a lot. What are you, Machstach Nadish? That is using just a cliche, borrowing a term, an Ilan Godel from Tzadikim Gedolim, from Grace of Chassidim, and clothing into their garments, and just laughing off Teda Mitzvahs, Halachas, and that's called Haveiris Sha'adam Dash Be'akavav. That's what we're just laughing off of things. And so too is with the Likud of Tznias. Imagine to us starting to discuss details of Tznias. Are you normal? Please, Milligan Hechad and Yonam. What's the pastness to Redden from them? Men that Reddenish from Dizachem Bechlal. What? You're going to be details with the length of a dress and how much of the collarbone open. All these. Mistain Asach Hechad for them. Meirei Rabbi Yisrael. Anything we don't take in seriously in our life in detail doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. We can't go on shlichas on this general outline. We're going for the Rebbe shlichas. We're mekusher to the Rebbe. It takes hundreds of hours of Fabrengians of discussing it in detail, in kinusim and fundraisers. It is hours and hours of who knows how many offices set up for detailing and detailing and detailing, and only then it has hatzlacha. Most of the times, if we don't talk about it, it's not because we're way above it. It's unfortunately sometimes because we're way below it. And therefore, it's too high for us. But it's pastnish to zav. So let's say we're staying hecher for them. And therefore, it is important, really, to get to Kroton very much. Malamdim asked me once, there was a kinesah, a machanchen in the summer, and Malamdim were discussing between themselves a very straight, very burning question. How are we to impart Yiddish Shemayim in our children today? It's such a world. It is so difficult. The world out there is so anti-Yiddish Shemayim, anti-Tznias, anti-everything, Kodesh Lanu. How in the world can we do something to override that competition? To become greater conglomerates than they are, glamoring than they are. How can we do that? And I remember talking to one of the Malamdim. I asked him a shayla. If you go to Eretz Yisrael with two valises full of clothing, and you come there to Eretz Yisrael, and if something is missing, the socks are missing, what do you think the chances are that the customs agent took it away? Or your next neighbor sitting on the plane was just made a little robbery on you? Or the chances are they probably forgot to put it in. I would vote for the latter. If you come out of 10, 15 years learning and the lack of Yerush Shemayim, it means we were not devoting time to it. The pastors, we didn't put time into it. And I asked the question, Malamdim, and I think it's a very strong and serious question, and it has to be taken in the right way. But let's wake up with it. I asked the Malamid, I want to know, today we might suffer from it already, because we're holding a little further. But 10, 15 years ago, I don't think there was any Malamid who faced the Bacher, who the Bacher would ask him a Shaila, Rabbi, who says the Baal Shem Tov was right? Maybe the Vilna Gaon was right. Can any Malamed ever say that he was approached with such a shayla? Or not going back seven generations, I don't think any Malamed was approached to say, who says the Friedige Rebbe was right? Maybe the one from Lakewood was right. I don't think we failed to do our job. We did a very good job. And we knew how to do it. There's no community in the world who has such a hiskashus to their Rebbe as we have. There's no question in the world. There's no place in the world who knows that they live everything behind Mashli Chayav Meneget, and they go to places to literally Katzvei Tevel without food, without a mikveh, without kashrus, and they literally struggle Mesiras Nefesh Mamish. Because if you put in the socks, they're there. We did a very good job. We're not Batlonim. It's time that we wake up and to discuss in Yonim of Yirei Shemayim and of Halachas, and not to take our grandfather's mahalach, which they were taken much higher than that. And to discuss tzniyas was taken beneath them. Because Sibchanish given a machshava on these inyanim, Yidin Kedoshim who lived higher, a higher life b'chalal, but fabreng gedavim taganzen tak for 9 hours. There was no such a thing as called internet. There was no such a thing as an iPod. Yidin were taken higher than anything. And this is a famous letter of the Rebbe, that the Rebbe addresses this. It's printed in Likutei Sichos. The Rebbe says that in Lubavitch we never spoke about tznius by Bokharim, by kids, because why make a problem? If it isn't there, why talk about it? But today when the street looks the way it looks like, these are the Rebbe's words. And they have everything out there to teach them, Rachman al-Islam, the opposite. How in the world can we be quiet? And the Rebbe says it's upon the Malamdim, the Mechanchim, and the parents. And the Rebbe finishes over with a very sharp word, which is usually not the Rebbe's style. And if Chas v'Shalom, we don't do that, says the Rebbe, Koyler Talu al Savaram v'chulu v'chulu. It's a letter printed, and look at the seals. But yes, in those days, we didn't talk about it. But you can't just let it go without it, that people by osmosis will pick it up. The osmosis, unfortunately, is the opposite, not this. There is another Nekudah. One of the shilas on the flyer was, am I to impart the ways of tznius? Or what can I do? Of course, talking to Yingalite and to Balabatim, what is there that I could do in Indian of tznius? I once heard a story, probably told it also here in the community once. I heard it from a speaker who spoke in Williamsburg. Rav Braverman, he told the story of the famous rabbi, Arav, from Shulach, Arav, no, Rosh Hashiva, who came to America to fundraise. And he was visiting Shabbos. They were set up by the nicest balabos in town, Ayita Gvir. That was a beautiful Shabbos. In the middle of the Shabbos Suda, he realizes that an 8-year-old kid decided to take his little kailah. When I'm talking about Infern of the Leicht, and that's, and you know, he started to play with the, moved a little bit the Leicht to make the pathway a little easier. And that he, the Rav, and Eretz Yisrael, Gigem Magishrei, Shabbos! And the father became taken aback for a moment. He says, Rebids, Harav Agoyin, but this is an 8-year-old kid. Please. Shreinish. Finish that well. He'll get older. He'll learn. Don't scream, you know. No. You know what's good for you. He kept quiet. He says it didn't go by more than 5 more minutes, and that little kid decided that the little car isn't good enough anymore. He needs to drive a big 18-wheeler. So it's not so easy. You need to have a big carpet where it has pathways. And then he went to the china closet and took out a beautiful piece of china, which had sentimental value as well. It's from the Elter Bobby, and he took that as his steering wheel. And he started to drive his 18-wheeler. Upon that, the father jumped out of his seat, ran over to him, and smacked him across his face twice, and started screaming, "You know the value of this? Is this meant to play? Don't you understand?" And thereof, just, you know, started shedding some tears, and he said, what do you want from this kid? Why are you hitting him? He's just 8 years old. He'll get older. He'll learn. Was willst du von ihm? The question on so many things are, what aches us, what pains us? We don't have to go around screaming, and we don't even have to patch that kid. Every kid in his house knows that kid was trained very well. At least for 8 years old, it's okay. Other things, that was the first time he learned that. Or maybe perhaps not the first time. He got a few times touched. There are things that happens around us because we don't care about them. Because to us it's maichataisa. To us there are such things that, nu, was der Dornheim, was kemen ton, what should we do? This is reality, this is what it is. If we would have been pained by it in the right way, if we would have talked about it with passion, it would have never happened. And let me try to describe this as follows. We know in Shas, and in everything happening in the Welt, Lahavdil, usually we have to everything two steps. Shoyr shenogach es apodo. Hamachli poru bachmar. That's the story. That's the uvda, what happens. Says the Mishnah, the Halacha. Yachroikun. Hameitza machreid olav araya. This is Sodot the Meister, the uvda. Then we have the consequence, the outcome, the halacha. As is everything in life. You know, to every Mishnah begins with Sukkah Shigivoya Lamala Maser Mama, Sula, Mobu Shigivoya, the Uvda, Yemayet, everything in life. The truth of the matter is, it does not begin there. I have many people relate to me stories how they ran away from home because the father was too strict. He ran away from home because the mother was too strict. He ran away from cheder because the Rebbe hit him once, and so on and so forth. Actually, you have number one and number two. Number one was the uvda; the Rebbe gave him a petzel. Number two was the outcome; was the consequence. So he ran away. Now he's fry. And I usually don't buy that because number one was not the patch of the Rebbe. There was a chinuch that he got 5 years before that. That allowed to sink into his head that whenever he gets his first patch, he's leaving. That chinuch was number one. The patch was number two. And because of that chinuch of number one, consequence number three happened. If he would have gotten the chinuch, as he stated in Fidor and Marshal, stated in Mefarshim, that when he came home and he told his father that he had a patch from the Malama today because he misbehaved, he got two more. If he would have gotten that this is the norm, I'm not advocating here. This is not the topic tonight. Advocating whether you should hit, not to hit. That's not the point. There's a Gemara. Interesting Gemara. Gemara tells a story. Nehemiah had an oni came into his house.
The Ani walked into his house and he asked him, "Bamehu misgalgal, what is his usual daily feeding? What does he eat?" It was a Ani, it was a Yodot. He first was a Gvir Adi. So he said, "Basar Shaman v'yayin yashu." He's used to Basar Shaman v'yayin yashu. That Ibn Nechemya didn't have, or he wasn't ready to give him. The Gemara doesn't go into the details. I did not look into the Rishayna. The Gemara says that Ibn Nechemya said, "Do you want to be misgalgal imi with adashim, with some lentils and beans?" "Well, that's all I have." So he gave him lentils, and the person was not used to have lentils. And Rahman al-Islam, the Gemara says, "Umais, he passed away." And Nechemya said, "Oy loy lo adam shahalgay Nechemya. Woe unto that man that Nechemya killed him." So the Gemara asks, they asked Nechemya, "Woe to the person that Nechemya killed him." "Woe to Nechemya, Rahman al-Islam. A person died because of his acts, because he didn't give him sus loritz lefonov. As the Gemara says, you didn't do your duty. As oiloi for that, woe unto that person." And then Nechemya answered, "Yes, woe unto that person who was a mefunah, who spoiled himself to Basar Shaman and Yayin Yoshin, that it comes to such a stage that if he's given Adashim, he passes away." That's how the Gemara says. Which is, the Gemara teaches us, you only saw 2 and 3. And you thought that's the entire picture. 2 and 3. It began with the number 1, which that he did for 30 years, which we weren't aware of it. That he was mephanic himself with Basar Shaman. And so too, that means that with everything in the world, when we run into a problem of tznias, when a kid comes home from school, and the teacher said that the dress is too short, the dress is too long, we're way past the crisis already. We're way past the problem. I tell many times parents, you don't start talking with your children about not stealing, about protecting somebody else's property, about being makshiv some other yid's mamon when the kid came home with a note that he stole a candy today. It's a bit too late. Never too late, but it's a bit late. Because now you already have a confrontation. Now it's you against the child. "No, I didn't steal. It was the other. Shlemele did it. Yankele did it. The Malama didn't see. He just hates me." He's not going to be made. And even if it will be made, do you want him to have remorse? Do you want him to admit? And all the musr you're going to tell him tonight, he's going to sit there, avil v'chureish, and listen to your favor in one ear, not even, and certainly out of the other ear. How about if you sat 3 weeks before that, before the incident happened, and you spoke sipurei tzadikim, how tzadikim were careful about money of some other person? And you imparted that in this child, that he's not shaykh to touch somebody else's chafetzim, even pachim ketan. Yiddish geld. How about if we were talking about tznias constantly, that our children see we're pained by it? And that will answer many of question number 2 and 3. How are we to approach a neighbor? How are we to approach another person to talk about it? Sometimes we don't have to approach. Sometimes they would know that. They hear us talking constantly. I don't talk about that person even. I remember I heard it from another rabbi. I forgot from whom I heard it, but I use it many times in the Chabad house. A person comes and asks a shayla, as a kirish shayla, that you have to do what the Haggadah says, hakei eshinav. But you can't do that. You know, it's not going to work. So you have to create a dummy. You tell him, you know, last year, grada, interesting. Happens to be last year, a person walked in the Chabad house, and he asked the same question. I just make it a little worse. One notch, you know, worse. And I said, he asked such a terrible question. And this is exactly what I answered him. And now I could just, you know, go below the belt. Now I could do anything, and I'm not talking to him. This is what I answered that person. If I talk to him, forget it. It's not in the Tzachin. It's a Vikuach, I lost him. I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to other people. I'm sorry, it's Yiddish, but somebody will translate. You know? I'm talking to the wall, but, you know. It doesn't start when we start having an argument with my wife that this dress is too short or too long. She knows that I myself on Sunday I'm going with jeans because I'm not an IBM, so I don't have to look, you know, the dress code that IBM demands. My chaver.
My chaver and my community doesn't demand anything. So on Sunday, I am in jeans. And bechlal, am I mekayim punk v'shteit v'shechnorek to undress under the cover? Or that am I mekayim sneers that I need to be mekayim? Am I mekayim sneers with my language? She doesn't see me that way. She doesn't see me crying, pained by sneers. And mitamol, your dress is not too long. Well, why should she listen? It's not a question of words and games that we're going to. So it is actually both. On the one hand, it's not about the Pratim, the Feirish not. On the one hand, it's about that we feel that this is an important part that we need to, that like we talk about other Inyanim of Yiddishkeit, and the way we talk about Mashiach and his Kashrus and Inyanim, the Yirishimayim Dik Inyanim have to be discussed with children constantly. I'd like to bring up a point, and we'll come back to this soon again. In Yiddishkeit, we have Pshat, Remes, Drush, and Seif. And it goes in a Seder. And if we miss out one of these Sederim, it's lopsided. It doesn't work. You cannot get to Seif if you don't know Pshat. I remember I once walked into my kitchen in Morristown, and I wanted to say Pesach Yishmak Yivertlo, and also the Beduchesa before you start learning. So I told them over a word from a Meir from Mishlanov. A Meir from Mishlanov, Taitshus, he had this interesting, very interesting Taitshin. So he said on the Piyut, Biglal Ovo is the Shia Abonim. He said, Biglal, Glal is Lashon Klei Gelolim. Klei Gelolim means, of Yiddish, mist. Yeah, that's what Klei Gelolim means. It means dirt. Mist, it's called the Yiddish. So that's called glal. Avos is melashon v'loy ava Hashem elokecha. Avos is melashon will. Well, so he said, "Ribbono shel olam, biglal avos teshia abanim du miz dvel and help from thine kinder." And all the kids look at me. Well, some of them are very diligent kids and took out a notepad and they wrote down Pirush Hamilus. And some of them were a little more astute and they asked me, "Rabbi, where's the punchline?" And you know. You cannot go to Drush before you know Pshat. It doesn't work. And some of us think that Pshat is Rachman al-Atzlan like Shittuf. Nobody's going to say that before you get to Emes Ha'Akdes Havayah, before you learn in Derech Mitzvasech about Akdes Havayah, that before you have to go to a Nidriga Madrig, you have to learn about what a Goy is permitted to think about Shittuf. Then, eventually you go higher, Rachman al-Atzlan. It's not a stepping stone. Shittuv is kvira. Pshat is not kvira. Pshat is teiras emes. Is it the deepest level? No. Teiras havaya, teiras emes, poshut, pshat. And then you go to next level, and then you go to next level. If you stop a kid in the middle of the street, and you ask him what is Shabbos Chazon, it might be very cute if he tells you that it's the Besmikdash HaShlishi that the Vadish ever said. And he doesn't know there's a pasuk in Tanakh which begins with Chazon Yeshayahu, and it happens to be the Haftarah of that rock. And Kenzan Zera fired the Chassidish Bacher. He missed the boat. Does the Mishkan steer it? It's not like it abzeded some Meyat Anesa because Yerushalmi was so above Bavli that he had to forget Bavli. Which we understand that it needs a very in depth explanation what that meant because he didn't forget Bavli, the Pashtus. And Bavli stayed as him. These Pashut Inyonim that Chassidim were so above, and it was so a matter of fact that they didn't speak about it, they were inculcated and imbued by it. By us, if we won't put it in, our children won't have it. And it has to start to say the Sayin Derheim, sign all about the Chinuch, not just we have sheets about them, and the mother signs off that we did the homework. And that this is the Dvar Torah of the week that we come home, we say. But I've sent them tapping kochen wing them, the mamen kochen wing them. It should be a live thing. And then, then 3/4 of the shilas fall away. How am I getting imparted? How am I talking to the others? The very fact that ichleb me them. The very fact that muktzah is a serious thing. No, a kid cannot touch muktzah. By that, it makes it something live. And this is where we come into the picture. It's not going to happen if we never talk about it. So first the hashkafa, the general hashkafa has to be felt. But as I said before, most of the times, if we don't get to the pratim as well, it's not because it's the derech mamela, we're above it. It's because we're beneath it, so therefore we don't want to discuss.
these pratim. The pratim are mighty important to discuss as well. Two years ago, I was in 770 Shabbos Kinnas HaShluchim. After davening, I wanted to join, see the Kindle of davening. I went down to 770, standing there and watching the Kindle of Samachai Tzeng. There was a person who pushed by. We were standing, armed in Tzfifim, pushed together, all, and this person wants to push through, and people didn't let him. Mitamal, I heard Hashem Amfedish, as he, whoops, Rizkizakh, as he, Hashem Bendal. And I just looked up at him. He said, what? And Chotzer for them? Beis Chayenu? What did I hear? Are you normal? The person became pale and started to say, Entschuldigt mir, you know, he didn't know that I'm a Lubavitcher Bechlau, so I was talking about Polish and everything. Was Dreimut, you know. So I didn't mean to say it. Entschuldigt, I'm just gemeint, you know. And I felt like when I was in jewelry many, many years ago, I walked once into a jewelry shop and the guy was sitting in the back of the phone and he didn't know that I walked in. And he was talking to a creditor or to another customer who didn't pay up. And he used all the shayna shlachas hashamash. And then he walked out and he saw me standing there. And he became red like a paprika. He says, Rabbi, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were here. So I looked at him and I said, me? I never gave you your breath. I never gave you your panasa. I'm just a rabbi. But the one that gives everything to you, you knew he was here. How come you spoke such words? He says, you gave me something to think. You know, so he thought, oh, Farapolish in Canada doesn't jog. Okay, this ultra-narrow, this fanatical guy over there, you know? But imagine if he would have heard it from every third person, or just cringing when he said it. Just feel uncomfortable. When I came and I heard this the first time in my life, I almost fainted, because I always knew in Williamsburg, Schwarze Goyim said that. Many of them. But we laugh at it, please. You know, Chassidim. We could have find enough stories of Chassidim and Gdaf Tren, some Nefesh Abamis, the way he's supposed to talk to the Nefesh Abamis, and it's true stories, and they spoke to him in his language, and they lived way above the Nefesh Abamis. They spoke to him to Bagrodin the Nefesh Abamis, Nizdav Sifash Markevim the Nefesh Abamis. Again, the same thing. We're using the same words. And the Rebbe did many, many piulas to undo those types of things. And the Rebbe demanded Seder from Bacharim, and Eufen Trinken, and Fashidun in Yonim, but I don't want to get into details now, this could take a whole night, of Pashut going through Sikha by Sikha, and day by day with the Rebbe, wanted to Avekstel and Pashut Seder in Yiddish Shemayim, and we always found Trutz and Rambam, made of this was Ak, and this was Yechid Elah, and this was, you made Kipshuta. How in the world can we imbue a kid with not embarrassing others if he knows that he's playing with his Olam Haba? When we're holding by Atzmos, when we're holding way above that, like the Alter Rebbe, Imchol Echafasi, Akhashtei, are you starting that with a little kid? And then all of a sudden when he's 18 and he couldn't care less about Arayin Zong Achavar Aziv Zdach Tzai, excuse me, you know, and you know, where did he go wrong? You know, if you can't put Hamal B'Pnei Chaveri B'Rabim, a Mishnah Mufereshes, it's not a Meshe Chochma, if anybody here knows what that is. It's not a bir halacha. Chamish mefureshes. A Rambam. But we can't say it. Does it mean we have to stay with that? Does it mean as if a zayin 15 year old but melenu mitam amal v'pnei chaveir every day? And if a shlenu mitam who won't learn with him samach vav and go above what amal v'pnei chaveir berabim, we won't get to the madrega for berke chayin of what he had with the havas Yisrael? Of course we will. But if we won't put in Hamalun Pnei Chavayda Berabim when he's 5, that Eilu Chelik Leilam Abo, no, you won't get to Beit Yechein. It's impossible. It's impossible to have this leap and to jump and to get there. So let's stick to the issue at hand. So too with sneers. There's Poshet Halachas, and they're in Yonim that we need to learn them. And we need to learn them Al Derech. Now this is a school subject. This is another Dvar Teire for the week. It's Grad Hashem of Art in the Parsha. Kedoshim Ti, Heintige Fitas, Segidurim Baroyas. It's not just the Fitas of the day. We live with that. We live with that. There's a sikh of the Rebbe. It's printed in Peri Yud Gimel. I'm sorry, in Chelik Yud Gimel with the sikhs. I think, I'm not as big as Baki, but I think if you go through the entire Likutei Sifas, I think, if I'm wrong, correct me please, there are only two places where in Likutei Sifas there are highlights. I'm not talking in his Vaidis in Teilis Manafa. I'm talking in Likutei Sifas. You have two places where in the print itself there's highlights. One is talking about Miftza Neshek, and the other one is about Sneas, Mimei Akayitz. Look it up for yourself. Of the Chayiv, the Tzav HaShad, the Rebbe demands Matevo Lefe Yaakov. One of the words the Rebbe says, I think it's in that Sifa, I didn't look it up today, but I think it's in that Sifa. If I'm paraphrasing, obviously. There is no mitzvah in the Torah. Matevo Lefe Yaakov, Chazal say that they saw the Pischei and Anat Mechuvin Zek and Eged Zek. They saw the Pischei and Anat Mechuvin. If you go to Shulchan Aruch HaLechaim, which deals with Hilchos Tznius, you won't find this halacha in any place. In Choshe Mishpah, there is a halacha that a neighbor could block another neighbor not to make a door right in front of his door or window, because that's a din of Hezekiah, then he has a right, mitzad dinam for Choshe Mishpah, to block him. But if they both agree, mutually, that they're going to have windows connected to connected, there's no halacha connected, there's no halacha against it. Nevertheless, this is the point where Bilam, Harasha, went ballistic about Eden. When he said the expression, Ma, like we say, Ma Godlu Havaya, Ma Godlu Masecha Havaya, Ma Mo Rabu Masecha. He said, Ma Toivu Alecha. That's what made it. That's what Sneha said to Tzachon. If we follow, if we're starting to go and look at everything, am I mechuyev to do this? Can anybody imagine if Shalom Bayis problems would be a couple would run every day to the Rav and ask him a Shaila? Does it say in the Ksuba that I have to make also potatoes next to the chicken? Doesn't say, okay, no, only chicken tonight. If the husband would come home, does it say I have to make $5,000 a month? 490 is good enough. Okay, so for 1 hour I'm going to gamble. Can you imagine if this would go up? Or where does it say in the book? I never saw Sifa from the Rebbe on this. Or in the Igris I looked at, I never saw the Rebbe talking about this. And if we're going to start to look for the Hetedim, just $1,800 a head, yeah, get a head for anything today. There's no big deal. There's Malaya Hetedim today. The Shaila is, where are we? It's Tznius and Inyan that we're going to search for, to look for, to yearn for, to become better. And therefore, an act as the Koyfen, as a community. And Baruch Hashem, I want to put to rest what a lot of people are claiming. Rabbis, please don't bother. Don't waste your breath. Don't waste your time. Nobody's interested. It's just a waste of time. Chaz v'shalom tonight. This is an attest against that idea. People care, people are interested, people are here, and hundreds of people are listening online right now. But this care has to be shared with neighbors, and to perhaps somebody who was busy tonight with other things with the shiur and he couldn't come, but he too should be shared with this. Tznius is not something that you're going to learn only by pratim. It is the hashkafa around it to be Bahatsnei Alechas Amalekecha, to be a Ish Tzanua, which is, as the Rambam quote says, that a Chacham is Nikir B'maisav, it is Nikir in every prat. If a Bacher gets in gas, and a Chavar is on the other side of the street, and a Shrei Talib is a Yankul of Achmachstu, it's not a Ish Tzanua. You won't find it in any Sefer, in any Shulchan Aruch, which says it's also. Kolchke v'kal v'chemer, if it's a girl. Rabbi Gordon Zalzain Gesund, he told me once that he came here to a chuppah and he saw two friends. That was the day they came home from camp. And two girls didn't see each other for 8 weeks. And as Gedav Zen Zakhtar Azah Simcha, that the whole street had to know about it. He says, I went over and I started screaming, Unwelchen Wald sind hier gewachsen? You know, which zoo are you coming out from? It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch this.
Edelkeit is a trait. It's a middah. A middah is something that is way more than just levushim, way more just machshav v'dibur and meister that you could teach do's and don'ts. We darf sich überstellen in den Gedanken and to start thinking in the way of tznur, the people of edler people of, and then 90% of the shilas and the fights will go off if we will get ourselves in that mode. And that is the nekuda. We're not ready to put ourselves in that mode sometimes. And we're just busy with the details, and then we're busy. State, yeah, does say in the book, it doesn't say in the book. And of course we'll lose. Where does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Where does it say in Shulchan Aruch? When a husband and wife are speaking in the middle of the street, it shouldn't be a shayla of Isar Davuk, to a half a millimeter close to each other. Perhaps it's Pastor Sereden for the Zachar, but I see it every day. It's not your house, it's not your private house, you're in the middle of the street, it's Hezekiah, the street belongs to the Rishus HaRabim, it belongs to everybody. What we do in the Rishus HaRabim belongs to everybody. There's Dinim of Shechen Orech, of Shechenim, of Hezekiah, yes, that you are responsible, that you can't harm others, and so on. So, you won't find it in Shechen Orech, but these are Hergeshim of how many times they would have put in pictures in magazines, that only with 25 machoes from people writing in letters to the editor will stop doing that. Why do we need it in the first place? We need to build up a sensitivity to it. And this is what this is all about tonight. That we should walk out and start to think and start to learn the sikhis of the Rebbe and other svarim who will build up or talk to ourselves of Sipurim, of the Zaydi, of the Babi, which way by far not shaykhs for this in Yanus. And to raise ourselves of being able people, of being sensitive to this idea. I once saw a tshuva. I think it's a Betzela Chachma. I'm not 100% sure, but I saw a tshuva. A person asks him a shayla if he's allowed to sell chafetzim on the beach. Summer. So he writes back. He says, "My tired eat. What kind of a shayla? Which fruma eat asks such a shayla? Who in the world asks a shayla? You go on the beach for parnasa to make, you know? Well, what is this?" So he writes back to the Rav. He says, "You misunderstood me." He says, "I'm an ish mitzunah. I'm a cold person. Things don't touch me. And therefore, mitzad nyanam ifirudim, it doesn't touch me. It's not megeya." So it's pashta shayla lemaisa. It's pashta. So lemaisa, I want to know. It's a shayla. Can I go or not? Because the etzem, the inyan behind it doesn't bother me. So I will listen to shayla. Allah kadik shayla. So the Rav writes back to him. The second shayla bothers me way, way, way more than the first shayla. He says because you had to do a lot of selling on the beach to get to this mahalach that this doesn't bother you. Either you're the Rebbe of Zusha, or you're made out of steel and you're not human. You're a robot. He says, many times you come to such excuses. You fanatics, your cup is all in that. You always think it's because of non-sneers. You think when I went with this collarbone, you covered, you mean I had any machshava? I didn't even think what it is. It's just I put it on, whatever I have. Yeah, I'm not like this Vodafone guy that spent $1,000 on a dress. Whatever I find, I pay, I buy. I don't mean anything. And sometimes it's right. But unfortunately, how come it's right that we're so insensitive to such things anymore? And that none of these things touch, and the men don't think about it either, anything. And Yigurman told me that long ago, that his wife happens to be very sensitive in the Yonatzmias. And a while ago she was walking on the street and another woman approached her. Somebody she knows fairly well. And she came over to her and before she opened her mouth, she said, "I'm sorry, I promise you this was a mistake. I'm never wearing this again. I know it's not 100%, it's a little too short, it's a little too... you're not going to see me again with this." She didn't say a word. Is it shaykh to affect our neighbors? Yes, it is. Because she knows that she really means it, she kochs about it, and she knows that whenever she talks about it, she feels for it. So she realized they're walking in the street, she said, you know what, I'm not doing the right thing. She didn't have to scream, she didn't have to musser, she didn't have to say anything. The very fact that she knows that this bothers her. So the question is this a noisa by us? It has to become a noisa. The Rebbe made it many times a noisa. The Rebbe called it oisius, very interesting oisius. The Rebbe called it in I have over here a tshura, which was from a chasam of Chav Gimel Adar this year. This is a printed letter, but in many letters, you know, the Rebbe dictated certain things, and one could think, okay, so the Rebbe gave the teichen, but the words were mugi by the Rebbe. But here you see the Rebbe's handwriting. It's not mugi by the Rebbe. The Rebbe, these are two ahores that the Rebbe added. I'm going to quote the Lashon, it's in Yiddish, maybe I'll translate. Einu fin de mitlan af oisige fin de wichtig an inyen is zu sehen, was far aschar baloinung me bakumt far dem. Und wie ernst is der oinisch, straf, far nit op it. Far nit an dem inyen. Wenn ich gehe jetzt nie sehen mir, als die Teire, was ist Teire as Emes, sagt der Fahr zu dem Eibischten, Brachis von Neuven, Brachis von unten, Reichkeit, Kinder, Kindskinder, und von der positive, guter Seite versteht man doch das Verkehrte Rachman und das Land. And usually the Rebbe stops there. The Rebbe very seldom talks openly, the Hepech. The Rebbe continues, Euch seht man wie der Novi Yeshayoi warnt wegen dem mit der strengste Reit. Und zeichen dann Gimel Tazayin, Chavdala dem Peri. Das ist dem Rebbe's handwriting. And inside, das ist nicht die ganze Letter, steht noch strenger. This was a michtav klali that the Rebbe wrote in Tavshin Lamed to the Sheikh Abad as a tzav asho at the times a gefella. Now we're talking of going back to Tavshin Lamed. Let's think what's now. And you see the whole year, there was in the beginning of the year a letter, there's at the end of the year a letter, they're both printed in Chelik Chavav Megeris HaKedesh. You could all look it up there. And I just wanted to show you in the Shura Pasha the Rebbe's handwriting, how he added, apparently it was written very Hasidish, to evade the pshat, only to go to Seif, or perhaps to Remes. Mr. Rizogn, the Mechelik Leilam Haba. The Rebbe pointed it out, mit a ganz Arichis, like a Baldash, Reichkeit, Kinder, Kindskinder, die Brachis, and Achmona Ruslan, die Strof. The Rebbe gered. Well, it gered, so Pashat Afroyan, so Yonu, that we have to make this Indian a reality. He brought it out that way. There is a mitzvah in Atayr, which is called Lo Yiselchu B'chukei Sagur. That mitzvah is besides what we have in many Dinai Atayr, which some of them, according to the Rambam, is based on Lo Yiselchu B'chukei Sagur, according to the first of that. Many Protestant Dinam, there is this umbrella, the general mitzvah of Lo Yiselchu B'chukei Sagur. It changes in every generation. So Baitzach Alamol. And the Nekuda is, as Mirdarfen sein anders. Das is the Nekuda. And in every excuse we're going to find, that we couldn't find it in the Fadish in the Pasuk, it will never answer that the whole concept of Tzmius, the whole concept of not nicht oizem viagoi, nicht oizem parterikanisch, to look edel, to look, that is the Nekuda. And whether you're going to find in Svarim today, is a red dress usher today. You could find Achreinim today, they are matarit. Today is not like a mole, it's not that tzifustik today. But every person has to ask himself a shayla. There could be many different shades. And some of them, not because it's red, it could be even pink or green. Or if it screams, and if it brings attention, then it's wrong. we have to stop looking for all these places and to point fingers in the psukim. The pasuk is loy seichu b'chukris hagoy, du darfst oizen v'yayi. That from a mile away, people should be able to point out Ador geit abas melech b'nois melochim. And so too on men. Medav zen fun a mile weit. But the famous Bavustu Sikha that the Rebbe spoke by Riches, that I saw a picture, when many sitting here might laugh at me, but it's the Rebbe's Sikha, not my words. The Rebbe says, I saw a picture, and in that picture, the Rebbe was gegangen, Mifnasayim. And the Rebbe says, basically, there was a person going swimming, and they was playing ball or whatever, doing there, and the picture got to the Rebbe about it. And the Rebbe spoke with Azav Veita. And the Rebbe pointed out that the Kohen Gadol also said, Michnesayim, Yerechayim. Yeah, and the Rebbe said, that's Vagesna, they also had an Eifet, and Amil, Vechulu, and other begotten. And the Rebbe points out to Haul Arichis, or had Nachi lost them and a picture from them. He's proud of this. You know, Bismanazah, if you walk into Marn Orthodox, or you walk into the Hartel to Gaia, people go like that. So they say, Apishachanorich, it's a mocking Mechusa. I don't know, you have to ask it off, if it's not off. But it doesn't give them the shaila. It doesn't give them upgefragt. And if we don't put ourselves into this mode of feeling idle, so then it comes down to our women, to our children, they too don't feel it. And by them it goes into the shailas of the Raisis Mamish. And Tafshin and Allah, the famous Sikh of the Rebbe, it's a very interesting Sikh. The Rebbe says, Mzed Vizman Azeh, the Derinye Vet Ashipur. And the Rebbe says, even by Goyim Zed Vizvet Ashipur, the Rebbe says, Ich weiß nicht, was tut sich bei Goyim, but Azeh it mit dem Zeh. That the women started to wear such dresses which is not from gloss, nicht durchsuchtig made from gloss, and then in such clothing that is not going on the Eitzen, nicht dem Bruder, nicht dem Mann. What do you think, the Rebbe? Even in your own home, for your brother, for your husband, because of the Lashon from the Rebbe. And I think honesty is the most important ingredient to anything in the world. We can't inch ahead in anything in the world if we're not honest with ourselves. There's a famous letter, I have that letter with me as well. There's a famous letter of the Rebbe, which, or perhaps not so famous, it's leaked lately on the internet. But there was a shaila in many years back in Kfar Chabad, when the Kfar Chabad did not have their own girls' school, and the girls learned in different schools, Bnei Akiva style, b'chulu. And Sigavarna shaila that Bnei Barak had a Beis Yaakov. And Sigavarna Tumul, others wanted that our girls would start going to Beis Yaakov. Of our states of that same unique Sachatzena we spoke before, those beautiful cliches came, but again, Lenin, that is in Litvisha, Vekulu, the Rebbe said the Lashon of this follows. The Rebbe, after going through a whole arichas, the Rebbe says, "Va'emes nitl le'yomer, shaltam hayichidi, hamiskabel belehisnagde so atzuma lume bebeis Yaakov, who headed her rotzen lekabel al atzmam hakdorim d'sham banegel ataboshes." There were tainas that the kids will become a snagdish, and it's next to a yeshiva with bacherim, all kinds of halachadik, good to tainas, much better tainas than we come up today. Strong tainus, you know, and we could all imagine that we're not ready to send to Beis Yaakov in Bnei Brak. And the Rebbe was all for it. The Rebbe said, "Them and Nartman, that the einzige sibah that is miskabel al alev is you're not ready to get to the level that they want from you." So we have all kinds of siddish excuses. Emes is kish kushtikoi. You can't move from there. That's the only way we'll forge ahead. Is we'll be murdered to ourselves that we need the tikkun. And we can do the tikkun, and we have to start changing our ways of looking at these things, and not finding all kinds of excuses. It's too hot, it's too cold. I was in jewelry business, and I remember I once walked into one of the suppliers that I used to take jewelry, and there was a woman that I dealt with her on a daily basis. She would give me the scheda, the hulu. And she was a very modern Orthodox woman. And I walked in and she says, "Rabbi, I'm going to ask you a question. I hope you won't blush. Will you be honest with me?" I said, "Try, go ahead." It was a summer day, 95 degrees out there. And you know how I look. Is it the same way you look at me now? So I walked in and she says, "Rabbi, aren't you smoldering away from heat? How can you go with your hat and jacket today?" I looked at her and I said, "Miss so-and-so, I'd like to ask you a question. I hope you won't blush." She said, "Go ahead, I'll try." I said, "I was here 5 months ago when it was 10 below zero as well. How did you dress the way you do?" She said, "Rabbi, don't have to talk any further. I got the message. I got the message." It's all, we could go with all kinds of excuses, with all kinds of tinness and minus. Are we honest and truth about it, that we need to change this idea? And I want to point out another nekuda. Tzniyah, the way it's discussed in every community in the world, is discussed l'migdur milsa. In other words, the gedorim should take gedurim ba'aroyis, that this is a siyag l'siyag l'siyag mishmeres l'mishmeres l'mishmeres. You shouldn't get chalila to worse situations. And then one might argue, "Chveiz, don't be such a fanatic. What do you think we're getting to? What chveiz was the mezeta hainti gevel?" And we realize the indifference to it and the callousness about it. That where it led to mehalt nishba siyag l'siyag l'siyag. In Alechugim, to where we got today for the Ishmiris and this and Yana, is we still could think to ourselves, "Nah, please, don't be fanatical. If we won't start, Rega Achas Kedem." It's not. I once had a difficult debate. A person, a girl who went to Shlichus over the summer to a camp. And Grada Zeira find a younger man, a Shlich, and I'm not going to say the name of the city, of course. And he had the kids going to swim, and it's a city that you can't get your private swimming pool. It has to be approved by the government. It's a public swimming pool. Yes, you could rent it out for 2 hours or so, that's private. But you can't get your own lifeguards. It's government-approved lifeguards, and those were men. And not men, they were 18-year-old boys, lifeguards. And these are girls, yes, they were taking 12-year-old small kids, so to speak, but the counselors were 18, 19. I told the shliach, "I'm not going to stop that person to go there, but she's not going to go swimming." He said, "Why not?" And I looked at Rebbeinu Shalala. Are we holding by the siyag l'siyag l'siyag? Where are we holding? We make, and I'm not professing to be holier than thou, to be a tzaddik. Yes, when we do piyulas for mikrodavim, for bala tshuva, it's sometimes mixed eating. Yes, it is, unfortunately. Because they want karma for whatever, that's how it's done. That's very pervasive today. But the answer is, it's an ishdavana, and we find the halachas, and there's a levush that we say, this same, the hetayrim, the chulu. Because you have to be machmer and ahavas yisrael, not to be mekel chatzos shalom and taruvas, but machmer and ahavas yisrael, have to be mekel of Eden, so you find a heter. Like for somebody pikuach nefesh, you find a heter, you do something. But that's okay, fine. So it's done in a proper way, there's no dancing, and if there's dancing, there's a mechitza, and you make sure it's not davening, it's v'chulu v'chulu. But when we get to swimming, man, how far are we holding? We get to swimming. These are the counselor of an 18-year-old, and an 18-year-old lifeguard there, and on a daily basis, they're going to be the same thing. We became so insensitive. We became so far from it. I do admit that it was a mishunadik and a soyan to him, because if he doesn't have a swimming pool, he could close his gan yeladim, you know, because no mother would send. And if this is the policy of the government, I don't know the answer. I'm not professing to know. But it's a mishunadik and a soyan. But I told that person, you know, you're not going there. No way in the world. We're not holding now by stage one. it's so rampant today that it's time to wake up and not fool ourselves that because we're above the whole thing and it's beneath us to talk about these things. It's way above us, and we have to start immediately to talk and to do everything. And the main thing, it touches us. Do we really mean it? And that's the way that we're going to impart such things on others. I was last night at Talachim. A person came over to me. Person not a Lubavitcher, but came to hundreds of Fabrengens. And he told me, people ask me constantly, why do I come to Fabrengens? You're not a Lubavitcher. He said, I never walked into any place in the world that gives you such an uplifting feeling. Because the Rebbe has a koyach, no matter what day it is in the year. For us, the Rebbe is alone in Shredden. Pashut lifts up neshamas. He says, I feel another person when I walk out of there. That's why I come. The Rebbe had the koyach to lift us up. When we talk about tznius, we need to take something into account very strongly. I saw the Rebbe teaching in one of these letters, Kol kevuda bas melech penima, the Pashut that teaches alaveis not kol kevuda bas melech, that a place for a bas melech is to be penima inside. That's the beauty of a bas melech. The Rebbe Taitz is called Kehuda bas melech penima. The covet of a bas melech is the penimi, is the kehin. That's her covet. It's not something that you put her down. Her penimi is the kehin. Being basheden, being innerlech, innermost, that is the covet, the beauty of a bas melech. I know in Beis Chabad, many times it comes up, especially Rosh Hashanah, when new people come, they all of a sudden come in and they're taking it back. There's a mechitza, and it's more than 6 feet tall, and they start their questioning, and you know, it may perhaps not language that we use over here, but this is what I answered them in the Beis Chabad. I tell them, you should know that a mechitza was nothing meant to chas v'shalom to make women inferior. It's not nothing meant to put women down chas v'shalom and make men superior or so on. And I said, if you would have been denigrated, downtrodden, and ugly, he said, I wouldn't need a mechitza. It's because women are who they are, and so great, and so, and men are created the way Hashem created them, that's why we need a mechitza. I almost never had a problem with anybody not understanding this. That this is the covet of a bas melech, that nobody should look at them, and nobody should be busy with them. They have much more to offer than just chetzenius. And this is a way we could explain tzenius, not only with brachos and anshim, but we could actually talk in them in the sichas of the Rebbe how what a bas melech is, and not only with women. I remember one of my kids, even, you know, who was a little kid, and he was always busy with, you know, the suit is not nice enough, and his face is pimples and so on. And I looked at him, I asked him, when do you ever see me being busy with my hat, with my suit, with my, and it's not the pshat because I'm such a big honor, and I don't care what people think about me. Don't make a mistake. I do care. But is it in my clothing? Even though the Gemara says Machabdusi, that's what Levushim are. But nevertheless, if you have a toichen to yourself, and if you are something that people like you because of what you are, of what you disseminate, of what you learn, of what you teach, is negeya. Is negeya. I remember I once heard from a Mendel Lechter. He said, if you went to a drasha and you come home, and somebody asks you, tell me, did the speaker wear glasses or not? If you could answer him whether yes or no, he says, the whole drasha was a bracha levatol. Is that the gay of that he looked? Did he have a pimple? Didn't he have a pimple? So the Gemara teichen da. The mazbas and tzniyas of the Rebbe and Seifen of Oifheben kinder, you have something to offer. Is that your beauty that you're going to be megala, as the Rebbe calls it, the chayfetz Hashem? The Rebbe, this is the lashon of the Rebbe. I'm a davdech megala zavos mer, the chagufet of the meibish and chayfetz. So the Rebbe already dealt with his cliches, with his lashenas of you know, so miken oifheim in shtub. I grew up in a from a Yiddish shtub, and women don't have the sraras Let's put it this way, they're not the head of states and shluchos and kedem avelt and rang gandhi lodim and v'chulu. You know, when they're basically homemakers and cook and bake and make sure that, as the Gemara says, to make sure that they're waiting for their husbands with their children, v'chulu v'chulu. And I cannot tell you that I ever saw any woman, my mishpach or anybody that I knew, that felt for once in their life any inferior than anybody else. With the greatest chuz, das ist akeres habayis, das ist bekol kivud de bas melech, I'm the bas melech, I'm the queen. A queen doesn't want to be a king, a queen has to be in the greatest ecstasy by being the proper queen, the best queen she could be. If she's trying to be a king, the king can kingish, the queen can queenish. It's chaos. But me cannot reinbring them covered in the reichkeit that you don't have to depend on this, what this goyishkeit seeped into us, that your honor and your glory and your covet is going to come from Rahman al-Islam, which is connected to Allah. And Malaytah Saraimit on Emes, their heads of dust, and they feel it by Emes like that. You go to Frumi Yidin, you see it by Metzias, and me feel stolz. This is a stolz guy from Gein Yankiv, that we do the right thing. And they're not lowered by this, they're not inferior by this. I remember we once made a pe'ula, I called it Jewish unity, black by black. Went around the suffering area, we gathered. I called up a person and I asked him, are you Jewish? He said, yes. I asked him, how many Jewish people live in your block? I took out the phone book and he looked it up. And the chances are you didn't say good morning to one of them. Certainly good Shabbos you never said to any of them. So I told him, how about make a party? I'll bring all the food. We'll make a cookout or something. You bring all your neighbors, your Jewish neighbors. And get eaten together, I'll talk to them. And one of them showed up, unfortunately, Nebuch, the husband was Jewish and the wife, Nebuch, was not. And she knew nothing about Yiddishkeit, certainly about Chassidim, and naturally she came there and she stretched her arm out to me. So I told her the story. Some people tell it on the Rebbe. It could be, but I don't know the source. I remember I heard it in the old Satmar Rav once. I told her the story, right? There's a picture of the old Satmar Rav. He takes off his hat with his whole tilip and he bows down to the king. There was a king in Romania at the time, one of the last kings, and he made the bracha. And that's the picture. The story goes, that's after the picture, that the queen stretched her arm on it. And you're talking with I made it the Malchus. You could be a head shorter for not listening. So they say that Satmarov told her, my mother taught me not to touch anything in the world that is not mine. I have my own wife at home. And everybody was frightened what's coming next. And they say that she went home the whole night and she cried the whole night. Because she knew exactly what her husband was doing in the Oval Office. And here is a rabbi who could bend the rules, who could make the rules, or certainly in their eyes for sure. And his wife wasn't even there. And he had such respect for his own wife that he wouldn't touch anybody else in the world. And she said, Mika Amcha Yisrael, what a nation. If we can explain this to our children, to our daughters, are women secondary? I said it in the Chabad house for Friar people. She looked at me and she said, Mika Amcha Yisrael. What a thought. What a nation. My wife wasn't there either at that time. And the husband literally wanted to take a gun and shoot me. It wouldn't help anything because his wife was not Jewish. And then doubly, you know, the chip on his shoulder, he wanted to kill me. But she understood it with such a lichtige verstand, a poshete verstand. It's tzanias, it's an Indian of putting down somebody, it's making somebody less. So we could actually do it even without taking the musar out of it. I'm not saying we should. But we could actually do it by doing all the halakim of pshat, remes, and drush, and soit, by uplifting it, by bringing the proper meaning of what this says b'nois malachim, to really bring it in such a way. I think it's getting a little late, so I'll pause a little bit for my pages, since it said that questions and answers will be taken. My comment on this is as follows. I'll tell you as follows. It's not a short answer, but my comment on this is as follows. When I became Lubavitch, I had many discussions with my friends, and you know, Satmar has a completely different derech. It's a derech of Hizbadlis Mirshoim, to be insulated, to be inwardly, and have nothing to do with people outside. Lubavitch is a total opposite derech of spreading and going out. And so I once told one of my friends as follows. Arayan, I told him like this. Every goof is put together with a kein shleima. Every goof has one organ called the heart. And libe palge lechal shayf, the heart gives blood and oxygen to every part of the body. And rachmana letzlan, even to unhealthy parts, a person would rather not have and needs to be cut out. Even that is a struggle because the heart gives to that as well. A heart is a heart. Then we have an immune system. An immune system is the one that's meant to cut out diseases. We have the liver, takes out toxins. We have the cloyes, that takes out toxins, and so on. The kidneys. And if we won't have a wholesome body, if the heart won't do what the heart's supposed to do, and if the kidneys won't do what the kidneys want to do, then, Rahman al-Islam, we won't have another mashallah. But I told him, so therefore, my belief is, he says, you do what your rabbi teaches you to do. And you be beautiful kidneys and beautiful immune system and the liver to take out toxins and Shirayan Shabbos and be mavdul from Fraya Eid and so on and so forth, and let the heart do the job of the heart. And don't mix in. He said, because at the moment that the immune system starts to attack the heart, it's called an autoimmune disease. He says, you want to attack toxins, go ahead. You want to attack Freya? Go ahead. And let Lubavitch do what Lubavitch does. And everybody lives in peace. That's what I told them. But I'm thinking to myself, I had yesterday a phone call. Somebody saw the sign, the pamphlet that I'm going to speak, and he called me up that I saw the word crisis in there. I don't like it. The Rebbe never spoke that way. And first of all, I told him, I don't know which Rebbe you're talking to. The division, to the Getter, which Rebbe? I was here not for 50 years, but I was here since Topshin Ren. And I saw all the igres when the Rebbe needed to address something. Of course, in Lekutas Siches, no. In my modern Gist Menoyev. My modern is Samach Vav, Red Benesh Ving Tznis. Hagam Red Yo, Sedov, the Rebbe Red in Levushim, in Ayin Beis, and Vachulu, very sharp. A Loshen that what the Taiva of what the Levush brings. The grafkai that a levush brings, no other tithes could bring. That's a lashon, the Rebbe Rashab in Chassidus. But v'derech klal Chassidus gist menoyev. Nach dem do igres. When there was a fire in 770, and the Rebbe felt that the mikveh wasn't finished enough, soon enough. Or the Rebbe gered, v'im edaf reden. We are often gered. But that's neither here nor there. What I wanted to say is, ein ukuda. The Rebbe is a Rebbe, and somehow, because we're so close to the Rebbe, so attached to the Rebbe, and mizanemakusha to the Rebbe b'chol nimei nafshenu, with every fiber, we learn to become Rebbes, and we learn to become hearts, and tayere herzes, achenu b'nei Yisrael, livon shel Yisrael, we all became, and we were left without kloyes, and we were left without kidneys, and that's the answer to his question. We were left as a rov. The Rebbe zogt alamol toiv, but the Rav can shrei, and mele can the Rebbe yisnoiv. Of the teacher could do what a teacher is supposed to do. If a mother does what the mother is supposed to do, then is the Rebbe mekasha neshamas lavin shabashamayim. How many times did the Rebbe say chab geshrigen and geshrigen and chab gevart and gevart rabbanim should do something with me Yehudi, with other things, and I saw nobody is doing something, I had to come out myself. Und der Rebbe hat gesagt, wenn ich reden mit Dorma und Zaren, ein Koffer von der Staffel reden mit der anderen von Tom, they will do what they need to do. But if we became Rebbes, then that wasn't the Nekuta. The Rebbe could be a Rebbe if we are Rabbonim. I don't mean Punt Rabbonim, but if we do the things, if we will learn Pshat and Remes, the Rebbe could teach Soy. And this is the things that we're not used to hear, but that's the truth of my comment on this thing. I remember I told him by Srifka once, I saw on the video, a person walks by the Rebbe, has 17 earrings, 17 rings, not all of them on the ear, braided purple hair to the waistline, and v'cholu v'cholu, and he walked by the Rebbe, and everybody was standing there on their tiptoes, waiting, what's going to be the reaction? The Rebbe gave him a $1 million smile. The Rebbe said, composer, huh? And I wonder what gave it away, you know? And the Rebbe said, here's another dollar, atzlocha, shnasa, atzlocha, atzlocha, another dollar. Next song you're writing should be of Jewish content. Another dollar for atzlocha, and that, we're going to write it. I saw that, I had pins and needles. A Rebbe, Rosh B'nai Yisroel, Rosh B'nai Yisroel, from the Hexen, Neshama Datzilus, lowers himself lower than Shoyl Tachtis. Oif Tzehei Mazan Hashem. Wut Menach Hazan Tzgezen. It's unbelievable. With such a smile, such a radiant smile, and to just take such a Neshama, and who knows which Chabad Haz is there now, learning and davening and Chulu, and any Klech and Yeshiva. But imagine if a teacher looked at that, and she decided next morning in school, Berlubavitchers, you have to learn from the Rebbe. What do you mean? So the kid walks into school next day with all of a sudden a nose ring. And she's supposed to say nothing. She's supposed to say, here's a dollar for your next song. Didn't make the homework. The Rebbe never screamed at anybody, didn't make the homework. I never saw that any sicha. So here's another dollar. Next time you make the homework better. So, mit alle in Yonah from Zayim Akushit to them, Bechal Nime Nafshe, we have to help them. Which means, as Rebbe so Zayin Rebbe, that for me Zayin Rav. Echav, as a Pashat Tzach, there was no Chiddush in this. But as a Pashat Tzach. And of course, does Gufa that for me Tom Be'oifen Atev. Of course, we could go and scream at somebody, this is not sneezing, get out of here, Shai Getzaroiz. Or we could do it, Be'oifen Amitzkabel, Be'oifen Atev, in a different way. But the Nekuda Dav Gitan Ven, and Dav Zechen, we should know that the Rebbe always demanded Boifan Amitzkabel. And many times, and especially in Chabad Hazes, you have to do things in a political way, rather not a political way, but in a diplomatic way. And what is the difference between a diplomatic way and a political way? A diplomatic way means that you say something, but you say it in such a way as it can as heaven. The message is the same. The message never was watered down, never changed. The same message. But it was given over in such a way that you didn't bombard him, that you said it softly, that you said it in a way that he could be makabel. And sometimes you do it in a political way, which means you talk around it and you're not going to say what you're supposed to say. Just like a politician. And that is treif in the Nishkoshe. That means nothing. So the Zach darf gesagt werden, the Tzniyas darf der Herd werden, the Nyonim, all the things in the Pratim and Pratim, with all the dress codes, with all the things that is needed, has to be said. What was then? This we learn from the Rebbe, how a Rav will say it in a Navek, in Chesed, and Toif.
Do you have a practical solution, though, to the problem?
Well, you gave a very good solution, didn't you? The truth of the matter, what he just said, as I mentioned many times, because, let's face it, humankind is humankind, and we also fall for that, and nobody wants to hear that you have to learn from somebody else, or chas v'shalom, that in an area somebody else is better. That's unfortunate, that's how we are as well, even though we're chassidim and we should know better. But so if you tell a person, a girl, go to Borough Park, or go to Williamsburg, and look how they dress, even though the Rebbe said that we should do that, we don't feel good about it. I mean, we should go learn from them, and you know, we have so much more to offer. Maybe we do. But nobody says you don't. But in this area, you could learn. Even a brain surgeon, when it needs to come and make an operation of pulling out the wisdom tooth, he has to go to a dentist. He's a brain surgeon, no question about it, but he doesn't know how to pull teeth. You know, so we have definitely the Chalender, for he was an expert in me. But I said many times, we don't have to go there. The truth of the matter is that if we come to our community, and certainly when I came over here, there's, as he mentioned, the middle-aged women, the chulu, those old-timers, who are the emissary, chassidei Chabad, neshei bnois Chabad, the way they're supposed to look. And we could go to look from them. You walk down the street, you see a mother going in the street, and you see a daughter going in the street, together with the same put-together tzni as the kehelige mother, and you see the daughter is 7 generations apart. We don't have to go to Bara Park. We can learn from ourselves, you're right. But
We shouldn't allow the seven generations to be there. And if the mother is not strong enough, where is the father? Where is the father? By saying, no, this is not accepted, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen in my house. It's not going to happen. We have to wake up. There was a father who called me up. He had a problem with a child. He's 13 years old. He went to a certain yeshiva. He stopped learning. He got bad friends. He's coming home every second day. And he comes home 4 o'clock in the morning. What should I do? I said, you don't let him go out at night. He says, Rabbi, from which generation are you? What do you mean you don't let him go out? He says, he opens the door and he walks out. He said, how do you stop that? Should I call police? First of all, I said, yes, you could. He's a minor. He can't go without your permission. But he said, what would you do? I said, I would walk after him. And every basement he would go, I would sit there with all his friends the whole night. He'd never go there again. He looked at me, he said, in today's age, day and age, you could do such a thing? Are you normal? Since when do we have this fear of our children? We sold ourselves as avadim. Avadim la avadim. We have such fear of to take matters in our hands. And if 20 fathers got together, or if this entire group over here tonight got together with an achdus to say, we're going to take it off now, it's going to be Rabbi Heller or whatever it is, I'm just mentioning his name here because this is his place, you know, take it off, and he's going to give us clear guidelines in the length of dress, and the tightness of it, and how much it could be open, and the sleeves, and so on, v'chulu, and we're going to follow that to the T. This is it, like we follow kashrus, with every achumr 212 and every detail, even Bishal Akim is the Chabgiret and Pas Akim is Avgiret, we will take tzniyas like every halach in Teira, and which is not only like every, it's a yisayit in Teira. And we all together sitting here at night, we're not going to allow this to happen. You imagine the power of such a community? All of us will not allow our children. Say, you're not going like this tomorrow, I'm sorry. You're not going to school if you're not dressed normally. You're not walking out the door. And if it's not a single father, if it's hundreds of us together, we have to care. Seems like Baruch Hashem very well taken, no questions. Yes. Maybe come up here. Sit in the.
Tonight's session is advertised. What we're supposed to, what we can do. What type of answers are we supposed to give? The question is, it's advertised, how do we relate to neighbors, how do we relate to our own members of the family and so on. And I feel most of that wasn't addressed.
Thank you very much for bringing it to the attention. The question was that it was advertised that with practical solutions, how we could talk to our neighbors and friends and so on, and it was not addressed. I feel it was, but I'll emphasize it. Can we put our nose into every neighbor's house and walk in there and say, oh, by the way, this is not right, this is not right? No, we can't. Well, somebody asked me once, what do you do if your neighbor comes into your home and half her shape was not covered? What do you do? I asked that person, tell me, what do you do if your neighbor, not known as a dropout, not known as Khalilah's person, becoming fry, a regular person, as you know, a kosher neighbor walks into your house without a shaitl altogether? Or what happens if she comes into your home, Rahman al-Islam, with pants? Or with a bathing suit, the chrezmas, what would you do? I'd like that person who asked me the question to answer me. In other words, the question is, you wouldn't know what to do. You wouldn't be silent when that would happen, would you? By then, you would have what to say. But just a half a shaitl open, for that I have a question. And it's not her problem, it's my problem. You follow what I said? In other words, what we spoke a whole night is, it's not serious enough by us. She feels comfortable to walk into my home like this.
There is always a level where we say, I've come, here we're not going anymore. I brought a lot when I said to the Kitchila, would anybody walk into your house to say the Gra was right? And the Baal Shem Tov was wrong? Would anybody, what do you do to such a neighbor? You never ask him such a question. It would never happen. So slowly we have to make sure that neighbors don't happen to walk in my home, not sneezing. Because that's the wrong address to walk in like that. And then you could be the best neighbor, you don't have to say anything. They would know, like I told the story of that woman who just ran over to the other woman, I'm sorry, it's just today, I made a mistake, I'm not wearing this anymore. It's not going to happen. That is the answer. It's not we're going to run around to be our neighbor's police. We're not going to start policing and running around telling. There might be a committee of that, Rabbanim, who do that. It's another story. That what he said, people get together, that's with the Kohen Harabim, something else. But not everybody's going to run around musuling everybody. But in a nice neighbor, you could bring up a discussion after that. As I said before, you talk to the wall, and you the shvigit, you could bring up to that person a story. By the way, last week somebody walked into my house. Don't talk about a shaker there. She walked in with a mini dress. And this is what I told her. You made the mark. In a very friendly and a nice way, she would know not to come again like this. And nobody was embarrassed. You didn't point it out. You weren't malbin p'nei chaveira, v'leis yisrael of chay. You did it in a nice way. But it all starts from that nekuda. Adazach is obviously. Adazach is obviously. I just remember, just to illustrate this marshal, I remember I was in Morristown, and one of the people came there. He was a Baal Shuva. He was a person who did not decide yet to give up his television, and he was upset with the community. So he came over to me and says, Rabbi, don't sell me all this nonsense. I said, I know every rabbi in this community has a television. It's in their closet. It's hidden there. It's hidden there. So I'm just honest about it. That's all. I have it in the open. So what's the they're not better than me. So I looked at him and said, wait a second. Every rabbi here has a television at home. I don't think so. I don't think so. I could protest about it. But secondly, I want to ask you something. Is there something in your life that you would do while you're in the hidden, but in the open you'd never do it? Is there nothing in your life that it's a little bit too low for you to do it in public? You also have such things. So don't tell me any stories you're more honest than the rabbi. It's just television, but you're a joke. And you're not even embarrassed in public with it. Not that you're more honest. Your level of where to start to be embarrassed with is down in the gutter. The rabbi is a little higher than yours. You're nothing more honest than that, man. And sometimes we do that, if the question is at which level are we standing that we can't tolerate it anymore? Does the person have to come in with Rahman al-Islam with the Erev on his chest that we can't, that we start screaming? Or not even just crunching? At which level are we that when we have no questions to rabbi? No, this is not going to happen in my home. It's not going to happen. That is what we were talking tonight. That is what is missing, because it was never an issue on the front burner. It was always, okay, a nebuchish, a fanatical issue, if you're in Goliath Tumlin, like the Rebbe made. Look up all the literature, you'll see. Like the Rebbe made it, the Rebbe said before the summer in Kayetz, and we should know that it's summer, it's not different than winter, and the halachas of the length of the clothing, and being totally covered at all times, at all places, even in the country, v'chulu, the Rebbe made it, we have to start making this a Tzav HaShol that we're very serious about it. People around us will feel it and will know it. I said many stories about it. It's all on tapes. I don't want to repeat all the old stories about it. But that's the reality, that we make things that way. Because you know yourself, there will be things that undoubtedly you'll do something about it. You wouldn't call and ask me, what do we do about this? You would not let it happen. So we have to make tzniyas that issue the same way. We cannot let it happen. It has to touch us in the same way. That's not an overnight thing, but we could do it. It could be done, and we have that's the nekudah of tonight. In the Gaila Bay Sefer Yisraeli Kitas Alav Ches Bonim Haim Yesh Nekudah Shetrichim Lidrish with the Tzampis Matalmides Matalmidim Benayser LaHalachas Tznias In the Gaila B'Godim Asimim. Benegei to a bet sefer, to a school. Kitas for Aleph Teches, Bonim. my children. And yes, the kudish is rich in lidrish, and the tzapis and the talmid and the noises, the Allah has with sneers, and the gay and the god and the sin. The Rebbe makes it very clear that sneers belongs to men as well as to women. And that whole concept of tzolozenkeit, of lack of Yiddish Shemayim, as the Gemara says, "Kase reishach kidei shetia alayim yisrael shemayim." You put a yarmulke on your head, a sashmata on your cup, and all of a sudden you're a shemayim. And the Gemara says, "Yes, by covering up more of yourself, by becoming more of less, spread out, and when I'm yisrael bekipe v'chulu, by being less tiganerish, less gypsyish v'chulu v'chulu, that's what makes sneers. And of course, children should be taught that as well." As the Rambam says, Chachacham nikir b'maisav, not too expensive, and not too... One of the things I spoke before, of the cliches of the old, of how we use the old words. I remember I heard such a cute story. Somebody told me that he saw a whole bunch of Polish Shehidim came to Sukkot, to Favrenk, in the Sukkot over here in Crown Heights. And Abba David Raskin at Favrenk. And that was the time that all the yeshivas instituted, that all the bacharim have to go with white shirts. So Rabbi David Raskin, in his naivete, a tongue of hung a fire, he started screaming. He says, "What is this numish gassen? It's now everybody became fancy," he says. "Everybody's in these white, beautiful shirts. What's going on over here?" He says, "We bachurim, whatever shirt you had in your closet, you put on. Yellow, green, blue. Whatever you had, you put on. Ashmata, who cares?" He says, "Mitamol." He says, "This Polish went out." He says, "Wow, what a chassid." He says, "Like this. He's so beyond and so above." And we use the same cliches, you know. Who cares? Oh, such a clothing. No, we care very much. And that's why we put it on. That's not Chassidus. Yes. How do you deal with not allowing outside influences coming into your home? It's a very tough and good question, and an important question. One of the ways of doing that is, I told my Talmidim in Yeshiva not long ago that I'm looking at the yeshivas now, and I'm looking when I was a bacher. And what I see is a very interesting phenomenon. When I was a bacher, or not even when I was a mashgiach 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I never saw bacharim being on a different page than the mechanchim. The bachar was always on the same page as the mechanach. He always knew exactly what's wrong and what's right, same way the mechanach knew. Nor was then. A bachar has a yetzer hara, he's lazy. And therefore, you need a mashpia, you need a veker, a mashgiach, to get him out, he's lazy. But if you don't ask him what's right, he was more mekusher than the mashpia, he was more... Everything, he was more and better, and he was more frumen, and didn't need this, and he didn't need that. Teenagers were always rebellious since time immemorial. But the rebellion was that he got frumer with that Rebbe. And he was more makushin, and the Rebbe was an ifrit, a vez v'chul. You know, that was the nekudus. Instead of being. But Hain is the fights are not over Maisa Bapoyel because he's lazy, I came late to a shir, okay, so here's the knas. Fighting every day, what's wrong with this, what's wrong with that, and having a different ashkav, a different weltanschauung. Yeah, a father and a mother in a home has to win her kids over. Her kids have to be in her, on her page. And the same way you ask the shayla, what do I do, neighbors shouldn't infiltrate, you should make sure that the kid has the same question. Tati, what do I do, they are so different than us. And if they would have the Geoin Yankiv, as we mentioned before, that you tell Sipurim every Friday night about it. All these things that we speak, you create the curriculum in your own home and a talk about it way before the problem starts. And you don't talk specifically about that neighbor. But you talk about there is such a phenomenon out there that people don't dress right and this is not our derech. Then they would be the ones who you would feel that if anything they would be mashpia on the others and not to feel for them. Yes, it's true. If we only wait till the problem is there and they're 13 and they come home, all my friends do that. Why can't I? Then you're stuck. But it starts from when they're 3,
And but before they be way before they have a taiva to these things, they're inculcated with the goyin yankiv of it. That the same way you don't fall for the neighbor, they don't fall for the neighbor either. It's easier said than done. I'm not saying it's easier said than done, but it could be done, and it is done in thousands of homes. There are thousands of homes that you could look at the children, and you could look at them, and they look exactly like the tree. The apple looks like the tree, and they do the same. Because these things are discussed, whether in spoken words and unspoken words, is the ruach of that whole house. And therefore they feel it. In shlichus it's even easier in a way. I did the talit lemiflut lebali. If you go there as to be burning the chametz, there's no chashash you're going to eat. But if the chametz is lying around waiting till chalamayit, till you're going to burn it, the Gemara says keif alaf keili immediately. Because it's lebadl minayin, you're going to come to eat from it. And then you could take it with your bare hands on Matzah Yantif and go burn it. Because while you burn it, it's a different story. I remember my 3-year-old, it goes back 20 years, there was a tractor parked in the front of the Chabad house on Shabbos because we were doing some renovations. And some kids who came to shul were climbing on the tractor. And my 3-year-old went out there and he told them, "Kids, it's Shabbos, it's Muktzah." And he walked in and he had this $1 million smile. He says, "Tati, today I was a shliach. Today I was a shliach." Maybe he wasn't 3, maybe he was 5 at the time. Today he had this radiant smile. "Today I was a shliach." So I did tell it to Miflut, he wasn't going to learn from them. But if they become just pals and equals, and in the Anokhanaman he wasn't inculcated with Muktzah, then if they could do it, why can't I do it? That's what Chinuch is. It's an ongoing Melchama, no question about it. But the main thing is, that and the neighbor too would know that, no, please, in that house, my kid is not going that way. That by itself is a statement already. They're not even going to try to send their kid to your house the way they're dressed. Because in your house, nobody goes like that. That's a statement. It's without screaming, it's without touching. It's a statement of Giyon Yankiv. Nothing wrong with it. Chukas HaGoy should include only buying only brand or at any store which has goyish styles. Yet where else would you men's shop? Williamsburg, Borough Park has Hasidic stores. I need some interpretation over there. Some Hasidic stores for men, Tide, etc. Makes the standards. Wilson. I took Mechai and other older women. What's his notes? I can't make out exactly. The question is where to buy clothing. I'm not an expert in that. I don't do the shopping. By the way, I want to tell you something interesting, that I never did the shopping for myself. And until I was 25, I never bought a suit or a pair of pants or a shirt in my life. When I came to Morristown, I saw Bochum going to Macy's, going to buy shirts. There's a sale today. To me, it was, oh, Oilam Chodesh, what is that? My mother went and bought me clothing. She bought me a shirt, bought me whatever. She took me into the store, Lee Avenue, whatever, to Sheikh Sidajid, and put me on a suit, and if she said it fits, and it was okay. Maybe I had a little argument. I didn't like this stripe. Okay, she picked another one. But you know, they put clothing into this hole. Didn't exist before. And I don't know the details of this question exactly too. The bottom line is we have to, you could buy in a grocery store as well. If you know what you're buying. If you walk in and you're convinced of what you're buying, you know exactly. What can we do about the stores in our community that sell goyish magazines and newspapers? Okay, very good question. I can tell you one thing.
I'm not going to give an eighth of what you do with that store, with that magazines. But I can tell you one thing, and I don't think anybody will disagree with me. If there'll be a chlata with everybody here in this room, each and every one, that he can't stand that. That it irks him, and that it pains him, like the fact that he knows there's a friend sitting in jail today. In the same way it bothers him to that way, he would not have it. He did not hear that Karnites cannot tolerate that. That's all. We'll find a way. We'll find a way. He will have to hear that different ways. I said, Ishtar Zazak, you know? And even if every person would just walk in a very nice way, by tomorrow we'll have 500 people walking. Please do me a favor. It's not for us. It ruins our children. I know you need to make money. I understand you. We're not here to boss you around. But please, it's our community. You're trying to make money of us. Please don't have it there. Can you imagine if 500 people walking nicely ask him, do you think it's still going to be there? I promise you, after the 50th person, it won't be there. But who am I to say? Who am I to talk? You know, if he would have a picture of your father there, and in a denigrated way, I promise you, the entire family would go there 17 times, and they won't send up a note to a speaker what we should do about it. Let's find a way what to do about it. But the kud isn't that the chibush tansel, it's veitan the zah. It's not veitan. It has to hurt us. We have to feel about it. The way this mitzvah was supposed to be. It's in Benois Malachim, it's in Yiddish Kinder. And if it bothers us, it will happen. Thus is the Nekudah. The details, it can happen many different ways. It can happen many different ways. The very fact of what questions are, what Mayasa Haben, if teachers themselves don't go the proper way. It's a very good question. The letters of the Rebbe, I have some of those over here also. The Rebbe writes, one of the important things for what the Sefer is to teach, that teachers, not only in the bigger classes, but even in the smallest classes, are the Dugmoyes Chayas, and therefore their clothing has to be to the utmost standards of Tznias and so on. And the Rebbe cites the famous story there. The Rebbe cites, and even though, in other words, exact question, what's wrong with this, which Halacha, the Rebbe cites the famous story of the Sheikhet in the time of the Tzemach Tzedek. They were mavir the Sheikhet because he went with Kalashin. And those who remember the Rebbe saying it in the Sikha, the Rebbe smiled. And the Rebbe said, "Don't you get the Sheikhet Kalashin? What's wrong with Kalashin?" But in those days, people didn't go with that. And because Yidden didn't go with that, the Levush Chitzoini showed exactly what's licked inside. And that was enough. And then they found out that the Sheikhet was Takanish B'Seidah. But some I said that the Rebbe had said it many times. And the Rebbe writes it in the letters. That the teachers have to know this. And Mamela is not negated that the teacher should look in Shulchan Aruch. Is it right? Is it wrong? If the Sinish al Pi Ruach, the Yiddish Tachter Afoyes, and certainly not a Dugma Chaya for Talmidis how to look, then I think it's a very good beginning. And it should be repeated many times. And Lav Dafki with yours truly, there are many qualified people. When I said when from them are cost, when Allah will turn on them, we could see in Yonam that we should understand. Can you imagine if the ganze Welt would look after us? That the way the Rebbe charged us, Tavshin Lamat and Sheib Reis Chabad, that we're responsible for the tznias of the ganze Welt. The Rebbe said in Sheib Reis Chabad, they're responsible for tznias. And they have to disseminate tznias to the whole world. So until we have something that we can't sell to Yerushalayim or to Bnei Barak, we didn't fulfill the Rebbe's lashon. We have to have such standards in edelkeit, such standards in upgeben, in pulis, in oifen halicha, in oifen of talking, and the oifen of things, that the ganze Welt will sich lernen von uns. And then there's no doubt that Mashiach is here today, because we help them bring a Mashiach. And the question is, how the world looks to bringing Mashiach, and how does it work together? I remember a person called me up. Many years ago, she lived in Crown Heights, and she wants to move to Muncie. So she called me up if she could move to Mosher Court. So I asked her, what's the Shaila? She says she wants to know if Mosher Court is a street befitting for a Lubavitcher family. So I asked her, man, what is your criteria for a Lubavitcher family needs to have to live in Mosher Court? So to me, you need to have a few frum families that the kids should play with, and so zayin aruach for Yiddishkeit. You need to have one or two friar families that you should be able to invite for Friday night, and that's what you need. So she says, I want to know that if my son or daughter will run down the street singing, "We want Mashiach now," will be they ridiculed? Well, that's a good question. Well, the whole world wasn't at that time singing along, "We want Mashiach now." It's a very good question. Will they be against that? And in the same breath, she asked me, and if my son, my daughter will run down the streets with rolled down knee socks, will she be ridiculed? I never answered to the question. I swallowed the fear, and that was the end of it. How can you juxtaposition, put together a question, my son or daughter will think we want Mashiach now, but she'll go with rolled down knee socks at the very same time? And it didn't even dawn on her, if bring Mashiach, and my neighbor is laughing at me, and I have a problem with it, but I have no problem that, you know, my standards are not the higher standards of bringing Mashiach. Let us all take this last few moments of voice putting the Knepelach and the Begodim together with the Knepelach, and let's have Mashiach now. Amen.
Amen.